you, 'cause my love is biblical. It's biblical, it's biblical.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. My guest today is Marquise Boone. Is that right, Marquise?
That is right, Lynn. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Oh, you're welcome. Marquise is the president of Marquise Boone Enterprises. He's a record label owner, does management, has so many business adventures for such a young brother, and he's
Thanks
responsible. Oh, you're welcome. So you're responsible for young artists like, I remember you worked with Bree Babineau when she first got into this thing, Kalante Gavin, who's still with you, and you've done management for folks like Tasha Cobbs and a bunch of other folks. But now we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence and the metaverse and merging it with gospel. Now, artificial intelligence artist is JC.
Yes.
And believe it or not, folks, JC has a forthcoming single called Biblical Love,
and
yes, which you'll be able to hear on gospel radio as well as the metaphors. When I read that, well, first of all, let me say, welcome, Marquise, to the show.
Thank you so much, Lynn. I'm glad to be here today.
When I saw Biblical Love, you know the first thing popped in my head?
What you thought about?
Computer love.
Look, that's the first one. That is so good. I can't wait to tell my team that one today.
Yeah, computer love, computer love.
That
yeah,
is so good.
Well, maybe because too, like the artist Roger, years ago when I was working at Warner Brothers Records, that was one of the artists that I worked with, and so maybe that's why
crazy.
That you know
that is crazy. But it's so fitting though. You know, you talk about artificial intelligence and then computer love, like it fits. It goes together. Why not?
You know what? As my grandmother would say, you rat smart.
That is too good.
Now, with your right smart self, so where are you originally from, and then how did you get into this music business thing, and then later we'll go into the artificial intelligence, but where are you originally from?
First, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, but let me say it properly. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I was born and raised in the inner city on the east side, that is Federal and Patterson, and I loved my city. Ended up navigating and migrating to Atlanta, Georgia with my parents. They moved here in the early 2000s. I did not want to leave Baltimore, and so I stayed there with my grandmother, and my grandmother ended up passing away, and I ended up having to figure out where I was going to go, and ended up landing in Atlanta.
Oh, and from what I have seen myself and also read and heard, Atlanta's been pretty good to you.
Atlanta's been great to me. People, I mean, I tell people all the time, I say, I want to leave Atlanta. I don't like Atlanta, but I was like, I stay in Atlanta because Atlanta treats me good.
I've been to Atlanta a number of times. You and I talked about when I first met you some years ago when you were doing that Discover kind of showcase thing.
Yep, I remember we met in 2016, Lynn.
Yeah, good memory, Marquise. Now, did you study music or technology in school?
So let's talk about that. I did not. So I wanted to be an architect. That was my goal. I went to a magnet school in high school, and I was studying architecture, design. Like, that's what I wanted to do. And I ended up not doing it because I started to get into ministry. So I got into this world of ministry, started preaching at 13, started youth pastoring at 16. I graduated high school at 16. I went to college at 16. And
wow,
all of these things started happening, and I literally was just engulfed in ministry. You know, my undergrad is in ministry. My associates, I went to Warren Harvest Bible College, and then I got a bachelor's degree in business administration with a minor in management. And then I went on to get a master's of arts in ministry, and then MDiv, a master's of divinity, and then I have a PhD in theology. So music and technology and management and entertainment entertainment was nowhere in my near future, so I thought.
Okay. So you thought.
So I thought, you know, I really thought, you know, that I always loved music. I always loved entertainment, but ministry was like literally my calling. I was engulfed in it. I was focused on it. God told me at an early age, he said, if you go hard for me now, I'll let you play hard later. And so a lot of sacrifice I made as a young adult was because of my marriage and passion for ministry. And what happened was my best friend at the time was in music and ministry, of course. So she was traveling and singing praise and worship with for gospel and a couple of churches and things of that nature. And I'll never forget one day, you know, God told her to do her own project independently. And her dad gave her the money to record her first project. She recorded it. It went amazing. It ended up being on Ebony's magazine list as well as Essence for, you know, the top, the number one album. And it was just going like wildfire. And I remember she asked me after that recording, the next recording, she asked me, she said, would you be my manager? And I was like, well, I don't know how to manage. I don't know nothing about it. She really believed in me when it came to business and how I was able to start ventures. I did real estate. I opened up a church. I was running all kind of different little businesses like publishing and stuff like that. And so she thought that I had what it take to be her manager. And that person was Tasha Cobb. So okay. I owe my entire career in music to her. She's the one who walked me into this door. She's the one who believed in me. She's the one who literally, a lot of people don't know this, but she's the one who literally paid for my logo for our business and did this design and everything. Like it was all from her. So that's how I got into this world of music and this world of entertainment as we know it today.
Oh, wow. And then you have this list of artists that you worked with that some of everybody that's into gospel knows about, like starting with Tasha Cobbs, and you had like Kalante Gavin, you had Bree Babineau, and KCJ.
Javonte Patton.
Oh, wow.
I worked with, you know, so my niche became how to break new gospel artists. And we created a interesting formula, and we just continued to use it over and over again, and it worked every single time. And, you know, the crazy part about, like, my story is that, you know, the gospel industry, really, the model in gospel is you're brought in by someone who's been in it for a long time. You know, like, so an older gospel artist will introduce a new artist or bring in one of their background singers or release them. But mine, I didn't have that story. I didn't have, you know, a sponsor per se that had been in music for a long time or was an executive or, you know, was a big person. We all started from the scratch, from the ground. It was literally just going in and making noise, and that's what we did.
So a lot of that, it was dealing with technology, the internet, YouTube. You really utilized technology and social media to advance your business in this music business, so to speak. Is that right?
That is correct. So in 2008, you know, I told you I was in real estate. So the market started to crash, and I literally started liquidating my properties and getting my money out. And I realized, I said, I'm going to have to pivot. I'm going to have to figure out what to dump this money into. And so that's when I started creating businesses or whatever. And, you know, fast forward a couple of years later, I get this opportunity with Tasha. And so I say to myself, I said, well, man, I have the cash, and let me just start dumping money into new artists. And that's what we started to do. So when we developed KCJ, we were able to compete with the major gospel labels and on the radio charts, with marketing, with advertisement, with online social media. I mean, we took KC's Instagram from I think she at the time had 234 followers, and a year later she was over 50,000, and she had a number one single in 1 year for almost 22 weeks. Like, we were able to take that because I was dumping my funds into it, and, you know, our company was dumping funds into it. And so technology and online and the internet and marketing has always been a part of the model.
Oh, wow. So you were able to circumvent things, like you said, instead of going the established route to grow and build your artist. You didn't have to go that way. You were able to create an actual budget that you could work with.
Yes.
And promote and market them. Yeah, social media budget, the traditional marketing budget, and just be able to infiltrate the music business both on both sides, whether it was gospel, inspirational, urban, CCM. So that is truly a blessing. Amen to that.
Yes, it is. I thank God for it, man, because trust me, I don't know if it would have worked if I had to just go the normal way. You know, it probably would have worked. It probably just took longer. And so I really, you know, thank God for even giving us the position to have the resources and the funds to do that.
Amen. Amen. Now, before let's get ready to go into this artificial intelligence thing with your artist, JC. Explain to some of the church folk out there that may not know, no insult, but I know some of y'all do not know. What is artificial intelligence, and why did you decide to go and dive off into that?
Yeah, so artificial intelligence is basically a system that is created where you train computers or software and fill it with information and data, and then allow it to program and release what you literally formulated for it to release. So you have artificial intelligence for art. You have artificial intelligence for, like, algorithm on Instagram. You have artificial intelligence for, you know, retargeting marketing content. Like, it's all this data put into a systems of formulas that create and put out algorithms based on what's happening within that system of data. So when we talk about the AI space for a music artist like what we've created called JC, what we realize is that when you look at just the regular AI artists that have been releasing, have came out in previous genres, whether it's pop or K-pop or whatever, a lot of the music was sounding very almost robotic or very strange. And we didn't want to create something that sounded strange. And so without divulging too much of our information because of proprietary reasons, we decided to create a formula that mixed AI with human. And what's interesting is that we get this sound that almost makes people believe that this can't be a computer because it just sounds like a real person. Mm-hmm. And that is the beautiful part about this artificial intelligence, this virtual space of creating an artist that literally has no real being. He's literally all digitized. But when you start seeing the new assets and stuff that we're going to roll out, it's going to make you think, no, this is a real person.
Because you're going to get asked like, how can we accept this music from something that's not a living, breathing thing? It doesn't have a soul.
Yes, I've been seeing the comments, like, you know, it's like 40% are excited, and then the rest are just like, this is demonic, this is not biblical, yep. This is the devil.
It's the devil.
And, yeah, but I'm excited about that because it creates a conversation. Number one, when Jesus started his ministry and he started doing things that was not normal, that went against the grain, that did not, quote unquote, have recollections in people's minds, they called him Beelzebub. Mm. And so when they called him the devil, he literally said to them, he said, how can a devil cast out devil? Because the reality is that when people don't know or understand or comprehend, they assert it to be something negative or something evil or something that's not normal. But the reality is that whenever something new is introduced, you're always going to have people who are challenged by it because change is hard for a lot of people. Like I think about when the pandemic, the pandemic happened, all of these pastors who have been preaching against the social media world and the internet and don't use it and this devil, these people were challenged because they couldn't go into a physical church, and now they had to use what they had been preaching was the devil. And I think that's where we have to start looking at what's happening and saying, okay, am I making an emotional response because I don't understand it and I don't comprehend it, or do I really need to be open-minded to just see what is this and how can it be beneficial? You know, Jesus says to them, he said, devil can't cast out devil. That doesn't make any sense. Like, if the God of the universe, the entire world, has created people, and these people have created different types of inventions and technologies and all this kind of stuff. To say that it's the devil makes me believe that you're saying that our God is not big enough to create something like this. And it challenges me to even think that we would limit the God that we serve to only be able to do what we understand and comprehend. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law, I came to fulfill it. They were challenging him, they were following him, not because they believed in him, but because they were trying to find something to accuse him of.
Okay.
And I think that's what we do a lot of times, is that we hear a story, we see something new, and we're not really trying to follow it to, you know, to understand it. We're trying to find it, to find a reason why we need to be against it.
Oh, wow. Preach, Pastor.
I welcome all the ridicule. I welcome all the criticism. I welcome the good and the bad, because our goal was to start a conversation, and that's literally what it has done.
I see and I understand, and I'm reading here that you raised over $1 million for this pioneering project.
Yes.
Next level of music business stuff, I call it. How hard? Yeah, next level. So how hard was it convincing investors to put money behind something so new, especially in the gospel, in the music world?
Well, it's very unique. So for the last, I want to say the last 6 years, Lynn, our company has always had shareholders. And probably 6 years ago is when I did my first round of private shareholders, and we started offering to people to invest in our entertainment arm of our company. So the music, the management, the TV, the film, all of that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so for the last 6 years, every February, we have what is called our shareholders meeting. And in our shareholders meeting, we always go over, you know, what we made that year, what the profit was, what the expenses were. We bring in any new artists that we're creating or developing, and they get a chance to perform in front of all of our shareholders. And this group is a group of new shareholders and potential shareholders. And so imagine, you know, coming into this room, you're hearing all the financials, you're hearing all the breakdowns and stuff every year, every year, every year. And then being able to see what we're working on. You know, this is where we pitch and show them like different types of concepts that we're working on, whether it's TV or scripts or new artists. They get in, they get to see them and ask questions. And so this particular year, we opened it up and we told them, hey, this is what we're working on this year, guys. And what was interesting is, I think because of the trust that the shareholders have with our company, they've seen continual growth, they've seen success every single time. I think it really wasn't about, oh, this is new, this is uncharted territory. This was more about, hey, we support him and we've seen this company do it over and over again, why not take another chance? And so out of that $1 million, our company basically matched what we raised. So we raised about $497 something odd from the shareholders that participated in this round. And then we matched that from the company. So that's how we get to that $1,100,000 something like that. It's a weird number, but that's where we get to that. But it really wasn't hard to convince them, because they had already been shareholders in the company and they saw what we were able to do.
Oh, okay. Now let's talk about this single that JC is releasing, Biblical Love. Who wrote and produced it? Yeah. Oh my goodness. So honey, who wrote and produced this? This is interesting to me, working with an artificial intelligence.
Yes. So this is great. So again, because of proprietary reasons, I can't give you all the details on how it was worked, but basically mm-hmm. this song was written by a secular artist, and what we did was we took the lyrics and we fed it into the formula and the data that we feed into the computer system. So the lyrics are written into the system, and what we do was we connected it to an actual human voice. So 45% of what you're hearing is human, and then the rest is computer. And so it's a blend and a mixture of both worlds, because when you listen to just regular AI music, where these algorithms are literally putting out the data that is put into it. So, for example, the old way to create AI in the formula is to feed all of this data. So whether you're feeding sounds, whether you're feeding instruments, whether you're putting in, you know, lyrical content, all this other stuff into it, and you fill it with all this information, and then the computer, based on the algorithm, spits out or creates a sound or creates a song or creates a painting. With us, we created this proprietary system where it's a mixture of both. And so we're not only feeding it sounds and lyrics, but we're actually feeding it real audible voices. And this is how we get this song. But the song was written by a secular artist named Calm.
How do you say that name again?
Calm. C-A-L-M.
Like, I'm calm, you calm, all of us calm. That is absolutely amazing. So when will Biblical Love by JC be released?
Yes, so Biblical Love will be available on all streaming platforms in January. Right now, you can find it on YouTube right now. A lot of people have been listening to it because we've attached it to like the press releases and stuff like that that's been going out. But you can find that on YouTube, or you can find that the sample on his Instagram page. But it will be rolled out on all streaming and digital platforms this January 2022.
Oh, hold up. You said JC's got an Instagram account.
He got an Instagram account, girl.
Like, hold up. Oh my goodness. So what is JC's Instagram account? And then how do people find and connect with my real life brother here, Marquise Boo?
So JC Instagram is at JC.theartist. T-H-E-A-R-T-I-S-T. So JC.theartist. And what you're going to see if you follow him and you start just to stay attentive to him, we have a lot of assets that's getting ready to roll out on him. But right now you'll be able to hear his samples of his song on there. You'll also hear a little piece of his testimony, you know, because I know a lot of times we want to feel connected to the talent or to the artist. So we're using his story, his experience, and allowing you to hear a computer tell you, hey guys, this is how it was created. And then you get to see how we're making him, you know, like all of the work that's gone behind, you know, what his face looks like. I mean, we built it from scratch. You're talking about from the digital world of, you know, of just lines to picking out the skin and then the texture and then the hair and what all these things are going to look like. And what you're going to see over the next couple of months, you're going to just see his story evolve and him evolve. And then you'll see him in spaces that will challenge your mind. You will start thinking like, this looks too real to be fake, you know. But it's going to be an exciting journey, man. Our goal as a company is, yes, to make some amazing music that can point people back to God, that they can worship him. And on top of that, we're going to be taking a lot of the income that comes from it and dumping it back into our culture and our society and our world by allowing JC to have different types of outreaches that are impactful in communities, whether it's feeding the homeless, whether it's, you know, doing back to school stuff, whether it's paying people apartment complexes rent, people's rent. Like, our goal is not just to make profit off of this, but to really redirect people's attention to what Christ told us to do from the beginning. And that's to really share love. That's to really care for each other. That's to really be the thing that we can be the hands and the feet of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Just creating and then giving back to God's community, and that's what it's all about. It's about serving and inspiring, encouraging, uplifting, and empowering people all around God's world. Amen.
That's right.
So how do people find you, Marquise?
Well, you can find me on all social media, same handle is Boonam, B-O-O, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, and the letter M as in Marquise. You can also check us out on the website, MarquiseBoone.com. And yeah, we're always around online. We try to stay very creative and, you know, because we really pride ourselves in being a disruptor.
Love that. You are a disruptor. All right. Oh, wow. Well, it has been a joy speaking with you today. Thank you so much for joining us and explaining to my gospel folk here what is artificial intelligence, and then letting us know about which will probably be the first one that we are to ever experience, JC, with his single, Biblical Love.
See, I appreciate it so much, Lynn. You've been a joy to talk to today.
Oh, it was certainly my pleasure. My pleasure, Marquise Boone. And audience, I want to thank you too for joining me today. As always, we couldn't do this without you. So make sure that you subscribe right now. So hit that subscribe button so that you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting, empowering show. Now to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter at Lynn Woods. That's LINWOODS. Or Instagram at Lynn Woods 96. Or Facebook, Lynn Woods. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. And JC's going to take us on out right now with Biblical Love. God bless.
It's me.